This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My eyes on the ball. What's your eye on? Hello, 7 after the hour. Monday is upon us, 17th of April. We're beyond the Ides of April, beyond Easter, beyond Passover, with an opportunity to open up our eyes and the skies. So, I chuckle before I do most of these. So you hear me, especially in this hour. This is a good day. I'm Doug Steffen. Hello, Monday. The idea that there are more problems for United. I have a couple of different perspectives on that, but I think we start with what happened to that couple that was kicked off of the flight as they were headed from Houston to Costa Rica for their wedding. Michael Hole and Amber Maxwell boarded their flight and were about to take their seats Saturday afternoon when they said they saw a passenger napping across the row that they were supposed to be in. So what'd they do? They went to a couple of other seats that were up in the front part, not first class. They just moved up a couple of rows where there were empty seats. We thought it wasn't a big deal. It's not like we were trying to jump into first class, said Mr. Hole. We were simply in an economy row, a few rows above our seat, assigned seat. He said that after he and Ms. Maxwell sat down, a flight attendant asked if they were in their right seats. The couple said no and explained why they had moved. The attendant declined their request. They said, well, why don't you move us up front? And she said, no, I can't do that. And then a few minutes later, a U.S. Marshal boarded the plane and told them to get off. The couple looked quizzically at each other. According to other passengers, said they complied with that demand. Okay. But they thought it was strange. They said we were being disorderly and a hazard for the rest of the flight. That's what United told him. He said, quote, I think customer service in the airline has gone downhill really quickly. They say the way United handled that was absurd. United has disputed his version of the event, saying the couple had tried to sit in upgraded seats and refused to comply with the request to move back to their assigned seats. We were disappointed. Anytime a customer has an experience that doesn't measure up to their expectations, these passengers repeatedly attempted to sit in upgraded seating, which they didn't purchase, and they wouldn't follow crew instructions to return to their seats. So, who do you believe? What do you believe? The whole story that started last week at this time about 69-year-old David Dow being violently dragged off of the plane, refusing to give his... So, we know that story. And I'm going to give you a different perspective based on a conversation I had when I was getting on my plane Saturday afternoon to come to, back to Boston from Los Angeles. I talked to an agent, American Airlines, been there for 40 years. I've seen this guy and talked to him a dozen times over the past couple of years. He's pretty established, stands in the same place. And I said, so what do you make of this? And he said, well, you know, there's always more to these stories than meets the eye. And I remember this guy is an airline employee, worked for American for 40 years, and is still there. And he said, I have seen all kinds of things from all kinds of people, including having my life. I was threatened. My life was threatened because I didn't give somebody the seat they wanted. There are a lot of screwed up people, a lot of crazy people. Yeah. And it may be that David Dow is one of them. But he said, remember this. It wasn't United Airlines that took Mr. Dow off the flight, off the plane. It was a security unit that weren't even police, even though they had police jackets on, that was assigned to the airport. It's a city of Chicago management problem, and he said it's Rahm Emanuel and his lack of management in the city that brought it to the point that it was. Okay, so what do you say about Houston, where these people were getting on that plane that I just talked to you about? It's I guess my question is, what kind of a screwed up world do we live in where passengers pay to get mistreated? The man who wouldn't give up his spot on that flight was dragged off the plane. We all have seen the video 100 times. The crew said the flight was oversold. The crew didn't say that. The gate agent said that. But they couldn't get volunteers. So this guy was forced to give his seat up. The CEO of United has fumbled not once but at least twice. Be interesting to see what he says about what happened in Houston this weekend. The first apology was lukewarm. The second, he accused the passenger of being disruptive and belligerent. He also admitted the flight was not oversold. So maybe the lesson here for people in business is to make sure your apology is sincere. Don't point an accusing finger at another person unless you can recognize the other fingers you have pointing back at you. Compassion doesn't cost you anything. An airline or anybody who treats another person this way needs help, needs new management, needs new leadership. Things are rough out there for both the company and the customers. But if you can't do what you are in business to do, and that is serve people, it's a service business, then you don't deserve to be in business. Customers are always right in my business, even if you mumble under your breath, that guy's a jerk. Treat them as if they were somebody you loved, because they help pay for you to pay your bill. They pay your salary. They buy tickets. So United has updated its policies, changed to boarding procedures. The statement that I saw, the airline says they'll make sure it knows where crew members are sitting an hour before the flight leaves. The new rule is redundant. The company's contract of carriage already has a provision meant to prevent similar scenarios. They just weren't part. You know, they say, we don't know what's on the contract of carriage. They aren't following their own policies either. Policy on overbooked flights says certain unlucky passengers will be denied boarding if not enough people volunteer to take later flights. The United States government should be involved in this and fix this problem. It is not a good policy. It's not a fair policy. It's not a correct policy. It favors the airline and not the people who buy the tickets. Even though the policies don't specifically mention making room for crew members, that's what the new rule is trying to clear up. It will no longer ask law enforcement to remove passengers from flights unless there's a safety issue. These people in the Houston United Airlines office obviously didn't get that message because these people were not a safety issue, but that's what they catch all. Okay, they're a safety issue. Come on. So if you find this interesting, the technology of getting onto an airplane or finding a, not necessarily getting on the airplane, but finding a seat, if you go to one of those consolidated bookers and you're just looking for a cheap seat, if you want to deny United your business, there's an extension, a Chrome extension that'll help you avoid booking a flight with United. It's called Drop United. Drop United removes all United flights from these travel search engines like Kayak, Expedia, Google Flights, so you won't see them. You won't have to look at their information. Just you've gone beyond it or around it. Corporations can treat you poorly because you'll eventually forget you were ever mad. That's the way the cookie crumbles. People do forget about things like this. They do. So if you want to add Drop United to your computer, all you need to do is search Drop United using Google Chrome, download the file, and United will no longer appear in your search results. All right, so you want some good news for travelers? Delta can now be, if you're on an overbooked flight, customers on Delta can be offered nearly $10,000 for giving up their seats. Here's the story.
If your travel plans include getting involuntarily bumped from an overbooked flight, make sure to fly Delta. You could be in for a major payout. According to a memo obtained by the Associated Press, the airline is letting its employees offer passengers up to nearly $10,000 to vacate their seat on an overbooked flight. Federal rules already demand that airlines compensate passengers who get bumped from a flight, but the maximum required payout is $1,350. This rule change is no doubt in response to the storm of criticism United Airlines is weathering for forcibly removing a passenger who didn't want to take the compensation. Delta actually has the industry's lowest rate of involuntary removal. Only about one in every 100,000 passengers gets involuntarily bumped.
All right. So here's one more piece of good news. There's a special group of people that spends its time hanging out at airports waiting to help people who get stranded, who are irate. It's a group called Travelers Aid. They're volunteers. They're a nonprofit group. Lends a helping hand to airports across our country, up in Canada, Australia. They are based in Washington at Dulles. They have more than 2,000 volunteers, 24 airports around the country. They have blue vests. They come to the aid of travelers. Come from all ages, walks of life, retired people, former pilots, travel experts, young professionals, even high school students. So if you have a problem, look for the Traveler's Aid volunteer. It's 18 past the hour on Good Day. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing options should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends.
The This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Change at the hour. Music focus on the National Museum of African American Music. This fourth annual Legends Luncheon, which will take place the 1st of June at the National Museum, going to break ground for their formal residence at Fifth Avenue and Broadway in Nashville. And going to honor Patti LaBelle, Kirk Franklin, David Porter, and Teddy Riley. Let's see, this is a ceremony taking place next week. I think it's Monday or Tuesday of next week in the Bridgestone Pavilion in Nashville. They're going to... they're building a new building, or they're adding on to the building? The National Museum of African American Music there?
I think they're building something brand new.
New building, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, anyway... the McCoys. This is the first song. This is the first thing I ever did on the air. I told you that. Right? First thing, 1965, September the 14th. I went on the air, opened the microphone, started to play this record, and I introduced the song. The first thing I ever did on the radio. Hang On, Sloopy by the McCoys. One of the groups that be. But I think Patti LaBelle is a treasure. I think...
Yeah, she's great.
You may have heard me. I have so many stories to tell, I sometimes don't remember who I've told what to. Patti LaBelle was on this program, and she fell asleep. We were interviewing her. And
you were that compelling,
up,
huh?
Yeah. She'd been up all night doing promotional tour, and she was so sleepy, and she was so sweet. I talked to her off the air, and she said, "I'm so tired. I'm sorry. I'm going to sound like I really haven't had a night's sleep, but I haven't." And so we were very sweet to her, and I asked her three or four questions, and she was there, and then I asked her another one. I didn't get an answer.
You heard snoring?
that's what we did. We heard her snore. And then whoever she was with in the studio woke her up, and she was so apologetic, and I just laughed. Anyway, so the Legends Luncheon honoring Patti LaBelle, Kirk Franklin, Teddy Riley, who's the writer of a lot of these songs. So Riley was responsible for... Whitney Houston's Step by Step. David Porter wrote Hang On Sloopy by the McCoys. Isaac Hayes, Ain't That Loving You, he wrote that. And then Patti LaBelle, of course, and her songs like New Attitude, You'll Never Walk Alone. I actually love, well, you want to play a little of that, Kara? Again, You'll Never Walk Alone. What's that? Oh my gosh, it's fabulous. Listen to this. Fabulous song, anyway.
It's so funny. This must be very old Patti, because the only Patti LaBelle I know is, you know, much more up-tempo. What a voice.
Oh, it's like Whitney Houston. In my book, she's as good as Whitney Houston. And she hits that note like that. Oh, all right, so that's what's going on at that museum. And now, an interesting story about Herbie Hancock, who's a great black performer, an expansive full band summer tour this year, starting at the Alpha Jazz Festival over in the Ukraine, continuing, it's all across Europe, and he's coming to the American side, starting in Red Bank, New Jersey. Where's that? Where's Red Bank?
Red Bank, New Jersey is right near where my parents live. That's the reason that people go there is that's where Count Basie's from.
Ah, okay.
They call it Count Basie's town. So yeah, he's playing at the Count Basie Theater in Red Bank.
August 6th and September at the Monterey Jazz Festival in Monterey, California. It's just what he does is unequaled. I've always thought he was just one special. The word in here is curating, but he's a curator of great music. 28 past the hour here on the DJ V Show.
Companies that want to market to farmers and ranchers should avoid stereotyping their intended customers. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. Where passion meets performance, Kubota can help you achieve more. Kubota, for Earth, for Life.
I'm the neighbor that drives a Kubota. I scout, venture off the beaten path, tow, haul, fuel my passion. To be part of a bigger picture. This is why I do it. Kubota. Right now, a Kubota RTV can be yours with zero down, 0% financing for up to 48 months. See your local Kubota dealer today.
Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms.
Todd Jansen is an Indianapolis attorney who grew up on a farm and who works with a lot of farmers now. He's seen companies make mistakes in their attempts to gain farm customers.
I think it's easy for technology companies to view farmers as just another group of consumers, you know, someone who buys laundry detergent or soft drinks or something else, but farming is often a very complicated business, and farmers are making very complex decisions when they're deciding what to plant, what to raise, what to grow, and how to do it.
Jansen says farmers are generally open to new ideas.
Farmers are notorious experimenters. Based on my own personal experiences, you know, on the farm we were always trying new things, always trying to figure out a better way to do things. You know, you do things and you figure it out and you find something new that works and you adopt that and put that into practice in the future. And I think that's why no two farms are alike, even though everybody's growing the same commodities.
For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
After the hour now. Hi, Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. This hour called A Good Day. My opportunity, isn't this great? Have a bully pulpit for an hour a day with just my thoughts on what's going on. They may bounce off of your thoughts, have to do with what's factual. And remember that old song, Zippity-Doo-Dah? Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-Doo-Dah, zippity-a. Can you tell whether your ears and your eyes are deceiving you or not? Question today on the opinion line, can you tell fake news when you hear it or you see it? 800-282-2333. That's 800-282-2333. The idea is press yes, press 1 for yes if you agree that you can tell fake news when you hear it or you see it. So if the answer is yes, press 1. If the answer is no, press 2 when you dial 800-282-2333. Answer the question yes or no, and then once you've voted, there's some very special offers on that line for you. The question for this week, again, is can you tell fake news when you hear it or you see it? 800-282-2333. Call us now. Tell us what you think. Press 1 for yes, 2 for no. 800-282-2333. All right, there we go. So what's fake or real about what's going on in North Korea? I think most of the information that we're getting on this, depending on the source, but most of these sources I think are pretty reliable. The fact of the testing yesterday, the missile exploded after it was launched. So this is yesterday. On Saturday, North Korea staged a military parade in honor of the founder of North Korea. And if you were watching some of the video they released, North Koreans released, showed off some of the new intercontinental ballistic missiles they have, but nobody really knows what was tested yesterday. They often launch missiles around this time of year. The test they launched last year on April 15th didn't work either. But that hasn't stopped the tension from mounting. A lot of rumblings. The nuclear weapons test that they may be trying to do. So as a result of that, the U.S. and the Chinese are working on a response to the situation. McMaster chief of the NSA, I think it is. I forget what his job is. But anyway, he and his Chinese counterpart joined together over the weekend to discuss the threatening behavior, quote-unquote, and said couldn't continue. So now the Chinese and the Americans are working on a range of options in response to this. And if you really dig down between the lines, what I find interesting about this is that there are a lot of people who are on the inside who are repeating a rumor that, in fact, the reason that this particular flight, whatever it was, that took place, the reason it didn't work is because the launch was hacked. You think about it. The missile situation, even though it didn't work, Donald Trump says we have no choice but to strike. And the suggestion has been that we would go after, and that's what they're talking to the Chinese about, we would, between in a joint exercise, wipe out all of the anything that even smells like it might be a nuclear launch site or where they're keeping nuclear arsenals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if you look at a map of where our ships are at the moment, there's an aircraft carrier. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 destroyers. There's a cruiser, and there are a couple of submarines off the coast of North Korea. And the launch site yesterday was on the coast of Korea, and had the missile been successful and had it been armed, it could easily, if you look at the map, you see how close they are to Japan. In fact, South Korea and North Korea, almost exactly the same landmass after the war and the Korean War in the 50s. But if you understand geography and you look at a map of England and the coast of Europe, you see that there's about the same amount of distance between the southern point of North Korea and Japan as there is between the southern point of England and France. So it's very close. Everything in this area, very, very close. And so I can understand why the Japanese would be upset about this. And they're our partners, they're our allies, and so Trump says, we'll defend you. We're not going to put up with this kind of stuff. So is that the right attitude to have? In a way, yes, and in a way, no. It depends on how comfortable you are in this circumstance with Trump as a leader and whether or not he's got good people around him, whether he has good advice, and whether he's taking the advice of the people around him. But there's no question. You look at the Navy, this is a strong strike group. And they are there, and they're sitting there. Vice President Pence was visiting with American troops in South Korea yesterday. He said the missile test was a reminder to our soldiers of the risks they face every day. So this is something then. So we've got, what, two real hotspots in the world. You got North Korea and that situation, in Asia, and you've got the Middle East all the way from Syria to Afghanistan. Pretty uncomfortable time, isn't it, huh? How'd you like to be in the circumstance? I know people that run for the presidency put themselves in that circumstance. They seem to want to be in that circumstance, but it's pretty tough. You know how these people, you can see with this sort of thing to deal with it all the time, how they get gray hair. Remember what Obama looked like before? Bush had gray hair when he went in, kind of, but it was much more gray, and he lost a lot of it when he was in the presidency. He looks almost bald now. And this, when you look at Barack Obama, especially his hair, wow, what a difference 8 years makes, huh? Speaking of power in the Middle East and what's going on as the Syrians try to get to Europe going through Turkey, a lot of people in Turkey are not happy, and this is defined, I think, or demonstrated by the vote that took place in Turkey yesterday. Here's what the majority of Turkish voters agreed to.
Turkish citizens voted yes on a constitutional referendum to give concentrated power to the executive branch. The man behind that new power is President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Now he could remain in power until 2029. Since Erdogan took office, Turkey has shifted away from its founding principles as a secular democracy to a more authoritarian government. A failed coup last year led Erdogan to crack down on the opposition, arresting thousands of soldiers, journalists, and political opponents. Critics say the new constitution will create a de facto dictatorship, but supporters say a change in Turkey's governing structure is long past due. The old constitution combined a parliamentary model with a presidential one, causing political stalemates.
Well, think about it this way. As this vote took place, it couldn't have been worse in terms of the circumstances, and this is why what happened happened. The referendum passed because on Saturday, Syrian state television showed a blast, 39 people killed. And so as that happened, the situation when these people see the Syrians see these things going on around them, they head for the border. So over the weekend, there were huge numbers of people who were trying to cross the border from Syria into Turkey. And thus the concern the Turks have, as the Brits have, as Americans have, for all of these people coming into their country. Who's going to take care of them? How are they going to be taken care of, and where are they going to go? That's the same question. We've got it here, and they've got it there. So that's that circumstance. In a moment, back to the focus on President Trump and what some of the allegations are. Every weekend, the Sunday news shows especially, there are all kinds of allegations since Trump's been president and even before, that the other side likes to lob at him. So let's see what the allegations are that came out of the Sunday morning news programs in a moment after these words here on Good Day.
Pioneer Growing Point agronomy trials and information provide insights to help growers increase yields through better crop management. With one of those solutions is DuPont Pioneer Agronomy Information Manager Dr. Mark Jeske to discuss nitrogen response by hybrid.
Ideally, we'd like to apply the nitrogen right when the crop needs it, which is later in the season. With workload management and being able to get in the field, the reality we have is that a lot of nitrogen goes on and is in the soil for an extended period of time before the crop actually takes it up. So there's all sorts of soil and weather factors that can come into play and affect how much of it actually gets to the crop. Everyone's seeking more efficiency, and the question continually comes up over the years as to whether or not nitrogen management plans should be tailored to specific hybrids, if there's enough of a genetic difference among hybrids to justify doing that.
Do hybrids differ in their response to fertilizer?
With all the different hybrids we grow, there's a lot of genetic variability there. It's likely that there is some variation in hybrid response to nitrogen fertilizer, optimum rate necessary to maximize yield. What we've seen over the years of research is that variation among hybrids probably isn't great enough to justify hybrid-specific management. Hybrids that are top yielders under low nitrogen tend to be top yielders under high nitrogen as well. And that in terms of focusing on improving the efficiency of a nitrogen management plan, it's probably low on the list of factors that are going to affect your efficiency. Pioneer research on nitrogen and hybrid interactions dates back at least to the early 90s. We've done numerous studies over that time. Our most recent one was a three-year study running from 2012 to 2014, where we looked at several hybrids under a low and high nitrogen management regime and didn't see a lot of difference in the way the hybrids stacked up relatively in terms of yield under those two different nitrogen management programs. Year and location attributes just totally overwhelmed any differences among the hybrids that might be there. And that's based on what we know of nitrogen. That's not surprising. Your soil characteristics, the weather within a given season, is really going to drive nitrogen behavior in the soil and how much of it gets to the crop. So in terms of improving the efficiency of a nitrogen management program, that's really the top priority area to focus. And we have our Encirca Yield Nitrogen Management Service, which has a real-time model in that, that models possible outcomes based on nitrogen applications, soil characteristics, and up-to-the-day weather conditions that have been experienced in the growing season. Growers should talk to their local Pioneer sales representative or your Encirca Certified Services agent to discuss the proper nitrogen rate on your operation.
Thanks, Mark. Check back next month as we feature more crop management insights from the agronomy team at DuPont Pioneer.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
All right, we have 47 after the hour. The protesters who, instead of spending their time in a worthwhile fashion protesting how the government wastes their money, because tax weekend, the 15th, actually the money's not due till tomorrow, because today is a holiday in Massachusetts, Patriots Day, so everybody to be uniform has until midnight tomorrow night to get the money in. You can file your return later on as long as all the dough is in. So instead of protesting how much money the pork book that comes out in April every year from Citizens Against Government Waste, there are hundreds of ways that you could protest looking at that book, how much money is being wasted. And Trump actually is dealing with that with a review of all those different different government agencies that they say need to be either dumped, or the amount of money put into it in his budget is leaner than before. But no, instead, some of the people who just can't stand Donald Trump demanded that he release his tax returns, and there were events in about 100 cities around the country over the weekend, organized by some various labor groups and left-leaning organizations, trying to call attention to the fact that Trump hasn't disclosed his tax history, unlike his predecessors. There's no law that requires that. If I were him, if that was the requirement for me to run for office, I wouldn't do it. Not that I have anything to hide, it's just nobody's business. It is not any, we all know kind of what went on, but there, the signs, the collective creative signs of comparing Trump to Richard Nixon, and even Nixon revealed his taxes. So there were protests at the Lincoln Memorial. Carrie, you were in Washington over the weekend. Did you see anything that was of interest and import with regard to the protests?
I wasn't actually in Washington over the weekend.
No, you weren't.
I was closer to Baltimore. I didn't see anything there, but I had to escape my apartment because it was 80 degrees.
So hot. Yeah.
I had to go somewhere else with air conditioning.
The president has spent a lot of time and money, campaign money, at his own hotels and resorts. That came out over the weekend. His 2020 reelection campaign spent $500,000 at businesses that are at least partially owned by him. Tisk, tisk. Say his distractors, detractors, distractors. It's 10 before the hour here on Good Day.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If you want to get away, you're a traveler, you'll want to hear what Pauline Frommer has to say about the latest in travel deals. Pauline represents her family, the Frommer family, at Frommers.com. The Frommers Travel Guide has been around for decades as people's route when it comes to deciding or getting information about where to go and how to get there. But you, as well as I and the rest of us, know that it's hard to escape in any travel discussion what happened in Chicago in that United Airlines plane. So we'll get Pauline's perspective on it and then talk about a trip to Philadelphia. I think that would be in our focus coming up next year.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds. Guaranteed. Just two simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
56 past the hour here, and so as we travel literally and figuratively into the mind and experience of Pauline Frommer from the Frommer's Travel Guide, you, as well as everybody else who's an expert in travel, have to have a wrinkle or a spin on the United Airlines situation. What do they do? What do travel agents say when they, even though a lot of people just go direct to the airline now, but if you're...
Well, I'm not a travel agent, so I have no idea. I don't think travel agents have anything to do with this. I think what this has to do with is, as I said before on this show, we have a monopoly in this country. There are four airlines that control 85% of the routes. That means a boycott of United or any other airline where there's a disastrous, really terrible situation like this won't work. And what the root of this is two things. We have a regulation in place that allows a company to sell something and then take it away with no legal ramifications. That's crazy. That's cuckoo. I don't think they should be able to bump people from flights. I don't think they should be able to overbook. And number two is we had a police aggressiveness that was out of control. The police acted in a really disrespectful, strange manner, and apparently those police officers are being reprimanded. They're being put on administrative leave, and the head of United is saying we're not going to get the police involved in cases like this anymore because the man didn't break the law. He simply was doing not what the airline wanted. So I think we need to change the regulations. I don't think they should be allowed to bump because passengers have no way of fighting back against that type of behavior. There are certain airports where you only can fly United because that's the way the market is nowadays.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. The rules, the law, the Congress has to get involved and change these things to not only not allow this sort of thing to happen, but when you get bumped, and you are getting something in return, what oftentimes you get in return, depending on the airline, is worthless after a year. So if you don't travel for the next year, you forfeited whatever because they say, okay, you got to use it in a year. Give them cash.
Well, yeah.
And that's it. You paid cash for the ticket, so I'll give you cash back again, right?
If you do accept being bumped and they offer you money or a free trip, take the cash. Insist on the cash because if you take the voucher, that puts you into the same bucket as frequent flyer miles people. And everybody knows how hard it is to redeem those frequent flyer miles right now.
That's a good tip. So, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So that's what you want to do. And remember, if you do get involuntarily bumped, you are owed 400 times the value of your ticket, up to $1,350. Don't accept anything less.
$1,350 or nothing. Sounds like the, what is it, the old express, the old $49.50 or fight when we were trying to change the boundaries of our country. All right, Pauline, good food for thought. Thank you. Pauline Frommer from the Frommer's Travel Guides.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.